temporary protection visas were introduced previously under the Howard government in 1999, and they essentially are a visa for refugees who come, for example, by boat without a visa, and they impose a form of temporary stay for 3 years. And really this policy involves giving people temporary stay and leaving them in a situation of uncertainty so that they don't know what the future holds, because really these temporary protection visas that have just been introduced only contemplate ever allowing a refugee to be on rolling successive temporary protection. That is, after the end of 3 years, if the person is still a refugee, then the best that they can do is only be provided with an additional TPV. And it could literally be the case that for people who are unable to return safely to their country in the near future, or possibly for decades, the best that they can expect is to be on a successive temporary visas, which what we know from that is that it essentially leaves people in a twilight world in our community, re-traumatises them, cuts them off from being able to reunite with loved ones stuck in the same precarious situations that these people fled from, and is really a policy which essentially in its previous form was regarded and should be regarded as one of the most monumental public policy failures, because it essentially re-traumatised refugees, so it harmed people fleeing from harm, people in our community. It left them in a situation of limbo so that they didn't know what the future would hold. And most of these people in the past ended up, of course, being unable to return to their home countries, places like Afghanistan and Iraq. But in the meantime, they suffered a second wave of suffering before becoming Australians.
So essentially what you're saying is that the TPVs Mark II are even worse than the originals.
Absolutely. They're even worse, and they're even worse because they essentially will never provide someone with certainty and permanency in our country. So people living in our community as refugees, who in many respects are unlikely to be able to return safely in the near future or ever, are at best going to be able to stay on a temporary basis with the prospect hanging over their heads of being sent back to danger in the future.
The bill actually changes the definition of who is a refugee, doesn't it? What's the implications of that?
Well, that's right. These new laws delete references to the Refugees Convention, which our country signed up to in 1954. And in doing so, it also attempts to narrow the legal definition of a refugee in a way which is incompatible with the general interpretation internationally, and in a way which could well deprive people of the protection that they need from persecution in a range of ways. It also represents a fundamental misconception of our obligations under the Refugees Convention to ensure that we protect refugees as part of an international community and an international approach, which should be dynamic. Instead, the approach here is essentially one, an isolationist approach, a parochial approach, where Australia says we will define what refugee law is, when instead refugee law is international and should be applied as part of an international system.
But do you concede, David Mann, that there are positive changes? For example, Scott Morrison has pointed out that asylum seekers living in the community will now be able to transfer from bridging visas onto these new temporary protection visas, which will allow them to go out and get a job.
Well, of course, 30,000 people have been left by successive governments in limbo without processing of their claims. Any lifting of that limbo is crucial in order for people to both have their claims processed and to be relieved of the torment of being left with uncertainty. But the real question here now is whether or not people will receive a fair hearing in relation to their claims, and which literally is a question not just of what they might be able to stay on, but actually whether or not they'll be able to stay at all. Now, that's a principal concern. And even if people are recognised as refugees under this fundamentally unfair new fast-track process, what we're looking at now is returning to a situation where the best that someone can hope for is a temporary protection visa, which is likely to re-traumatise thousands of refugees, violate their rights, and also essentially, at the end of the day, be deeply counterproductive as a matter of public policy, because harming people who have fled from harm, who are living with us in our community, is not good for refugees, and it's not good for our nation.
But as you say, this is a fast-tracked process, as it's been described. Is it a mercy for asylum seekers to permit the immigration minister to be able to deal with their cases in a more expeditious and streamlined fashion?
The real question is whether or not someone will receive a fair and efficient process. What we're looking at here with the fast-track system is a fundamentally unfair process which removes one of the core components of what has long been considered a fair hearing in this country on matters where, you know, someone's rights and interests are seriously at stake. Now, in this situation, we're talking about what are often life-threatening matters at stake, and what's happened here is the removal of a core component to ensure that there is a basic level of fairness applied to the question of whether or not someone needs protection as a refugee. What it does is it departs radically from the ordinary protections which are basic prerequisites for fairness in our country in relation to serious matters, such as protection from persecution. The implications here are that under this fundamentally unfair processing system, someone will not receive a fair hearing, and the real danger here is that not only will people's rights be violated, but that that there could well be many people wrongly refused refugee protection and exposed to the real risk of danger in their homeland.
What else do you have concerns about within Scott Morrison's bill?
Look, this legislative package really collectively will substantially increase the risk of Australia being responsible for exposing people to serious human rights abuses. And they're people that we have a duty to protect. They're people here, we have a duty to protect them. And it is a profound concern that these amendments represent a legislative package which would involve, and does involve, the most radical repudiation of Australia's international obligations to refugees and other people in need of protection since the Second World War.